You can learn a lot even from those people who are a pain in the neck. Did you ever notice that the people who like to argue with you the most are usually the ones who pay attention to you the most? People who like to argue pay attention. And in life, one of the freedoms that we voluntarily give up is actually not paying attention to our life. By being led by the wave of habit, the wave of opinion and gossip, by people who speak about us, and we accept their words, sometimes with no argument. Yes, that's the way I am. Instead of saying, all gossip, all rumor, and all opinion about you is history. It's something that has happened. It's people's perceptions about you. The great power that God has given to you is the ability every moment to say, I can change the future now. I decide what my life is. Unfortunately, because we don't love enough, we get into these ruts of habit and opinion about us and sometimes feel sorry for ourselves and keep on doing the things we get used to and the things that are expected of us no matter how low level they are. The loving thing is to say, in spite of what I have done, in spite of what people think about me, I love you enough to try to be better. And I love myself enough to try to be better. Learn from those people who argue with you. They pay attention to your life sometimes more than you do, more than I do. So pay attention to your life by every day. As an example, take 5 minutes at the end of your day not to think about what you will do, but pay attention to what you have done, how you have reacted, the way you have made your choices, and then do the loving thing and say, but I have the freedom to choose the life I want, and I love people enough to do that, to become a better person, because God has given me that great power. Don't feel sorry. Don't be sad. Don't even be sorry for your sins that way. Be happy that God has given you the opportunity to be free from your bad habits and your bad choices, your bad opinions, your bad gossip about you. You are free, and you can choose with God's help the new year you want every day. Slava Yisus Christo.